Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree. Welcome to the Marketing God Podcast, where we provide insights and knowledge to assist you in reaching and engaging with more people. Together, as we apply marketing insights to your good work, we hope to help more people know you, turn to you, and ultimately become loyal to God. This is week number 7, and the week's topic is marketing and teamwork. Today, our focus is customer experience and works with truth number 9 in the book Marketing God. Here is your marketing strategist, author, and guide on this journey, Donna A. Heckler.
Hello, everyone. The topic for today is customer experience. And this comes from truth number 9 in the book Marketing God. And the title of that truth is, The Customer Experience is the Brand Experience. You know, it is one thing for you to say what your brand is. It's a whole other thing for somebody to experience. The experience that customers or others have of your brand is what they will say your brand is all about. So the experience is so critical for a customer. That's what we're going to delve into today. But before we do, let's start with the Bible verse. The verse that we use in the book is from Luke 5:29, and it reads like this. And Levi made him a great feast in his house. And it was a large company of tax collectors and others sitting at table with them. Think about those tax collectors sitting around a table with Jesus. Imagine that experience for them. What were they seeing or hearing or thinking? Their view of Jesus would be based on their experience of him. No amount of telling the tax collectors would prepare them for the actual experience of being with Christ. And that's what we're talking about today as we consider experience, customer experience, for those that you reach. In a society that moves so quickly, the thing that sticks with people is the experience they have. That experience defines their knowledge of you, which is why we say the experience is so very critical. You can share your brand promise until you are blue in the face, my friends. But if the experience that somebody has of you is contrary to what you say your brand is all about, your customer, your participant, they're going to remember the experience, not what you say. Not everything you have said is going to be remembered if their experience is contrary. Truth be told, there are leadership positions in boardrooms all over the world whose entire responsibility is to ensure the customer experience is exactly what the company desires. Consider Chick-fil-A. It's a company that's loved by so many. If you ask leadership why they are so loved, you will hear lots of things. Oh, we have good food and friendly service. But if you talk to the people, one thing that always stands out, people really like Chick-fil-A because they deal with service providers who are friendly, and they say the magic words of please and thank you. In a world gone crazy, The kind and considerate approach of saying please and thank you helps to create an experience that the fans of Chick-fil-A simply love. The point is, every interaction you have is an opportunity to create a memorable experience. Given COVID, so many of us were ordering food for delivery. I found that so fascinating, quite frankly, through the lens of marketing. You place an order through a delivery company for food from a restaurant you like. Who is responsible for the experience? Is it the restaurant or the food delivery service? If the food arrived cold, who was to blame? The experience was not great. But who caused that? Was it the delivery company? Or was it the restaurant itself? I don't know about you, but when I did receive something cold, I got a lot of runaround. Everyone pointing the finger at each other as to why the food was cold or why it was delayed. In that circular game, who is responsible? Who is the one that created the bad experience? I don't know about you, but for me, if I did have a bad experience, I wouldn't use either the company, the delivery company, or the restaurant again. Why? Because I didn't know who had created the experience, which was not what I was seeking. Sometimes we think of experiences as defined by a really big event or a big party or something massive. But I have to say, experience, more often than not, is most profound when the little details are done with clear intentionality. Intentionality that is defined through the brand promise. Every single thing you do is an opportunity to create an experience for those you serve. If your brand promise reflects bringing the love of Christ to others, what would that look like in what you do, in what you say, in the very little things that your parish or organization does? How would someone attending your parish or ministry experience that from you? Think back to the Bible verse and the tax collectors. What an amazing experience to learn of the love of Christ by actually sitting and being with Christ. As you set a banquet table for others, what experience do you want them to have? As you reflect on this podcast, ask yourself, what would those you serve say their experiences of you? Are there areas that need to change so that their experience is consistent with your brand promise? That's it for today, folks. We look forward to seeing you at our next podcast.
As we end today's podcast, we have a question for you. Donna is entertaining the idea of continuing the podcast by answering your questions on marketing for your specific organization. The idea, one question a day with about a 10-minute conversation on the issue you are facing. Please let us know if that idea is of interest to you. You can mention something in the comments or in the Marketing God Facebook group, or send a message to Donna through her website or social media. Regardless, we are happy you were here today and are glad you listened. Please don't forget to look for the worksheet for today's topic in the podcast link. As a reminder, if you would like to purchase the acclaimed book, Marketing God, you will find it online at your favorite Catholic bookstore or for larger quantities through the publisher OSV.